we were having a discussion with Jeff Schwartz the other day, and it was kind of a theme of our entire show the other day of how much, when you're watching sports these days, salary cap and what someone is making shapes your opinion of the player or the team. And I feel like there's a little bit of that going on with the Colts right now, where we're very excited about what their offseason is going to look like. They clearly have an incredible offensive line. Their quarterback is back. Their head coaching hire seems to be a hit. They've got some incredible rookies, but that when we're projecting this matchup this weekend, it might be in a bit of an overstatement that we're looking at them saying, you can go to Kansas City and win this game with that defense.
I don't think that's an overstatement, but I do think that the Chiefs are going to put it on them. So I guess I'm agreeing with you, but I'm also thinking that the Chiefs defense could easily lose a shootout, that the playoff matchup that really started Andy Reid's struggles in January in Kansas City, you know, came against Andrew Luck and the Colts. I think that was 45-44. And I could see a matchup just like that. And I think these teams are built like that. So to your point, I agree. The Colts defense has not played anyone good on offense. And I think they're playing really well in terms of team smart defense, but they have not dealt with the speed of the Chiefs. They really don't have a great pass rush. So I think that if the Colts are going to win, it's going to have to be by going up and down the field. And I think they can, and at least keep it interesting.
Yeah, I just think that because you slow down Watson and a banged up DeAndre Hopkins, and I'm not meaning to take away from that victory for the Colts, it's just that I don't think it's the same animal as the Chiefs, and I don't think it's the same animal as going to Arrowhead as playing against the Texans, where in a stadium I can't even remember the name of. But I just think this is a completely different thing. So your Patriots are playing the Chargers this weekend, and I've got this weird feeling after I watched this. I watched Sean Merriman retweet a video of the last time these two teams met in the playoffs. I think it was the last time anyways, where the Patriots end up winning and all the Patriots players are doing the lights out dance, and how upset Philip Rivers was. And I can't shake this feeling of, this is just going to be ugly for Chargers fans who are watching this, the ones that follow this, and that they have to relive horrible memories, that they're like, now's our time, things are going to change. But that, again, when we're discussing overstating things, that the death of the Patriots to me is, hey, guess what? They're back in Foxborough. They're back playing a playoff game. I'm still got Brady and Belichick. And that as excited as we can all be about the Chargers, that this still feels to me like the Patriots pull out in this football game.
I agree with you, and yet the Chargers are the more talented team. I mean, they showed it last week. Derwin James, Joey Bosa, Melvin Ingram, especially on defense. This is an explosive offense that hasn't really been that explosive for the last 3 weeks, but I think they'll look a lot different going up against this Patriots defense, which doesn't have much of a pass rush. But to your point, that game back in the 2006 season was not the last time they played in the playoffs, because they also had the AFC Championship game the following year with Philip Rivers played through a torn ACL. But it was Philip Rivers' best chance to win a Super Bowl. It was a number one seed versus a Patriots team that wasn't nearly as talented that year. And the Patriots just found a way to get it done when no one really expected it. And I maybe I'm just being a Patriots homer here, but they've done much of their best work during the rare times when kind of people were finally off of the Patriots as a team that's likely to go the distance. And that does make me feel better going into this weekend. The fact that they had a week off to get healthy. They are a very healthy team in general. And it's just about the game plan. I think Tom Brady's a little more game plan specific than he was earlier in his career, where they're going to need the right plan, but it's going to be snowy there. I think you're going to see a lot of running, and the Patriots were at their best this year, really, when they kind of went 6-7 offensive linemen, extra tight end, and they ran the ball, and they just kind of sprinkled in some play action and some surprising passes as a changeup, and they're more of a running team.
Was that the game where LT pouted on the sideline and wouldn't take his helmet off?
Yeah, that was the AFC Championship, which Philip Rivers played through a torn ACL and played a pretty close game. It was actually a little bit of a sign that maybe the undefeated Patriots team was going to lose in the Super Bowl, because they had a real hard time putting that Chargers team away. But yeah, that was not the best game for Tomlinson's legacy. That 2-year run really was tough, because the year before, he also called Belichick he questioned whether he, you know, was a good sportsmanship, and then that guy's kind of like a clown on the other side right after they lost the game at home.
See, as a Seahawks fan, I remember that especially because I was excited to see Tomlinson pout so much, and I just gave it to my Chargers fan friend because Sean Alexander broke the touchdown record, and I got to enjoy it for exactly 0 minutes because the next season LT came out and was scoring like 3 touchdowns a game effortlessly, and it was super depressing because Sean Alexander's slide was precipitous. His decline, it went very, very quickly. And here was LT playing amazing football. And then the pouting moment, though, is I'll always cherish that that time.
Fair enough. So I have a question just in regards to the Patriots. Is you know, I'm a New York Jets fan. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that while discussing this with you, but always been a Jets fan. And people always discuss the New England Patriots in terms of is it Belichick? Is it Brady? I'm wondering, in your opinion, if Philip Rivers is the quarterback of the New England Patriots during Tom Brady's years, do they win less Super Bowls? Basically, my argument here, before you even answer, is that I think Philip Rivers might be halfway as decent, kind of, on the same plane.
Well, I think Philip Rivers is a Hall of Fame quarterback. I think he's been underrated throughout his career. I think he's been in that top 5 to 6 mix for much of it. And I'm with you. I think they would have won multiple Super Bowls with Philip Rivers. I'm not going to go as far to say that they would win as many because the second half of Brady's career, I just never saw it coming. Like, if you had told me in 06 or even 09 that his second half of his career, you know, this decade would be vastly superior to his first decade, I wouldn't have believed it. So he's been a much better player, I think, than Rivers over the last decade. But they would have been good enough to win those Super Bowls early that Brady won, and they would have been in the mix throughout this decade with Philip Rivers and Belichick together. I'm with you.
So you couldn't say that they'd have as many because
I'll give them three.
Yeah, I was going to say that would automatically strip you of Patriots fan status. There's just no way that you could go that hard against Tom Brady. Like, that would just be blasphemy. I'm actually in the opposite camp as the both of you, where I like Philip Rivers. He's totally fine. But I think that he's had lots of really good Chargers teams and they haven't done anything, and that he's a bit of a check down specialist, and that, yeah, like, man, he had the best tight end of all time playing with him, and he got to play with LaDainian Tomlinson. And I really do believe that
it's Belichick is the difference.
I'll go to my grave believing that had they kept Drew Brees and showed faith in him, that team would have won a Super Bowl, and they kept Philip Rivers and they didn't. And sure, if we want to say he's a Hall of Famer, fine. If you want to crown him, crown him. But just to me, I find that Philip Rivers is just, we've reached the point now where he's a little overrated. Like, I saw, I think it was Robert Mays from The Ringer said that he's the new Marino. And I was like, oh, like, where does it end
fair,
with this?
That's too much.
How about you just make one Super Bowl before we just say that you were the greatest and most underrated quarterback of all time? Like, can we just get one
appearance? I hear you, but look at the offensive lines he played with and look at the running games. This is the first above average offensive line, although it's kind of falling apart late in the year when they played these Ravens and the Broncos in a row. They are struggling right now, and especially a running game. They had a below average running game and offensive line, according to Pro Football Focus, for 10 straight years, and that really hurt, and I think his coaching hurt and the defense hurt. It's a team game. I'm not putting too much of it on Philip Rivers.
Justin's beside me throwing up 10.
And
I would like to counter that. There was a point in time where the Chargers had LT, Michael Turner, and Darren Sproles all on the same team. I can't take too many running game excuses when I can remember those times. So 5 offensive head coaching hires so far. I think I have that number correct. And I wonder, in your opinion, is that an overcorrection or is that a necessary move for franchises?
What, just that all these changes are coming this year and they're all offensive, or just that we saw a quarter of the league change head coaches? What are you asking?
It's more, yes, the direction. The idea that so Denver hires Vic Fangio, and immediately the reaction from my buddy who's a Broncos fan in a text is, I can't believe we did this. He's distraught, even though this guy ran the best defense in football this year and is universally celebrated as a coordinator. And I just wonder if... To me, I'm in the same camp as him, where if it was my team and they were changing head coaches, I would absolutely rather take a shot on a Cliff Kingsbury than a Vic Fangio, or even someone with more of an established culture history, or someone that can come in there and really decide, like, hey, you know what, we're going to change things and it's going to be from the grassroots level up. But I also wonder if that's maybe a bit of an overcorrection where some teams are doing this and saying, this is not the best thing for the football club. This is actually not what we need. Where the Arizona Cardinals, we just fired one coach after one season, that maybe going out and getting Cliff Kingsbury was a bit of an overreaction to what the market dictates.
It's a quarterback league, and so I have no idea, you know, let's say between Kingsbury and LaFleur and even Gase, you know, in his second chance with the Jets, like who is the great quarterback whisperer? Who's going to get it done? It's really tough to know ahead of time. But I don't think it's a huge overcorrection as long as you have the right defensive coordinator in place, because so many times these defensive coaches end up firing their offensive coordinator like Steve Wilks did. And to me, as Denver is a perfect example. They hired Fangio, but they had Gary Kubiak right there. I mean, he's literally won a Super Bowl with that franchise as the offensive coordinator. And from what I heard, he really just didn't want to be a head coach anymore. He believed that stress-wise that was going to be not good for his health versus being a coordinator. It's hard to know from the outside that it's that big of a difference, but that's a tandem between Fangio and Kubiak that I like. Like, they have a plan. I'm worried when it comes to Kingsbury, especially, is he going to be able to put together a good staff? So when you hire Bruce Arians in Tampa, you're not just getting Arians, but you're getting Todd Bowles as the coordinator, which I like, and you're getting Byron Leftwich, and you're this other guy, Harold Goodwin, who's coordinated some offenses. You're getting a real NFL coaching staff, and I think that's the biggest concern is can Kingsbury run an entire team? Because I think he'll be able to put up yards. It's just whether he can actually run a defense and everything else that comes with it.